Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, AI plus Ed Septic and nightmares. Come on up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
If y'all are alone and the lights ain't on, it ain't what you think. She's got candles out, but don't jump and shout. Just a fuse box on the blink. 'Cause when her heater ain't hot and the light bulb shot, she knows you're the best. But there ain't enough tools out in that truck to get you underneath that dress. 'Cause a high maintenance woman ain't after no maintenance man. She wants one of them CEOs whose butt crack don't show when he's installing diamonds on her hand. You ain't gonna impress her, son, with your big caulking gun. You need cash and a private plane. 'Cause a high maintenance woman ain't after no maintenance man. No maintenance man. No maintenance man. She wants spurs and nails from Bloomingdale's and friends in the junior league. You hit the plumbing shows at Home Depot's and Army surplus fatigues. She wants a big old house, a Swiss bank account, and the champagne slightly cold. You got a bounce check statement and a late truck payment and the credit of a 9-year-old and a high maintenance woman. Ain't after no maintenance man.
No maintenance man.
She wants some horse's romp, kind of like Donald Trump, to install diamonds on her hand. Not some half-pickled jerk in a Dick Trickle shirt with a WD-40 stain. No, a high maintenance woman ain't after no maintenance man.
No maintenance man.
I can't afford background singers.
No maintenance man. No maintenance man.
Come on, Christy.
No maintenance man.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's you can't go more than a few minutes without hearing about AI.
Oh yeah,
and I know it's in the future. I'm a little tired of it.
It's out there,
bro. I'm a little sick of hearing about it, and now everyone's trying to apply it to everything.
If you're tired of it, maybe they'll stop it.
Yeah, you know, how can AI improve my ass wiping? You know, it's at this point.
I sent you that article. I thought you'd find it helpful.
Yeah, it was great. This comes to us from, well, I'll tell you who it is in a second.
Okay.
You'll see why momentarily.
Okay.
Are you trying to be confusing? Because if you're not, you're doing a great job.
Okay, good. Today at work, we have the new AI.
Oh.
So I logged in and the computer said to me, "I see your name is David. Is there some other name you go by?"
Mm-hmm.
My response, El Conquistador. The AI then said to me, "Hello, El Conquistador. Feel free to ask me anything."
Ah.
So There we go. That's
I would have gone Dave. I would have gone hard on Dave.
Yeah, you would have gone the 2001 route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that movie is when the computer goes, you know what the problem is just as much as I do. It's like, all right.
Remember the chilling moment where it's the point of view of the computer eavesdropping on the men?
Reading lips.
Well, if you haven't watched that in a while, give that
one. Go watch
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's good.
What?
Yeah, you and Andy should check it. Okay. I'm sure
it's very good. Probably seen it's a little confusing.
Just go with
it. Isn't it a little slow, too?
Just yes, but just,
I don't think so.
I think I started
I don't think
it,
so
maybe.
Either, but people do have that complaint. Just go. Just.
And the interesting thing is it's not dated.
No.
It's so well done, it holds up.
Okay.
As old as it is, they couldn't make it better if they made it now.
Check it out this weekend. 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Speaking of checking things out, I believe if we look at the big screen, we're going to get a special treat.
Oh.
There it is. Hey, buddy.
Ed.
Hey, Edsepticare.
Hi, Ed.
The plumber who bangs your pipes, never your wife. Heard you guys met my cousin, Turd Wrench Tina.
She was something.
Yeah, more like Turd Wench, if you ask me.
We sensed that there was some
And I believe she called you that some bitch Ed.
Yeah, we don't really have a family tree. We're more of a creeping Myrtle. That's what we used to call Meemaw, too. She was a little weird. Hey, Halloween's tomorrow. Of course, I'm going as my usual costume. I like to throw on some low-rise jeans, go as a sexy plumber.
Sure.
Got to get ready for the trick-or-treaters. Back in the day, I used to hand out stolen catalytic converters. But then the kids turned me in. They said they were too heavy to lug around. Now I know why they were called Gen Y. The Y stands for, why are y'all such pussies? Anywho, at the septic house, I hate answering the door all night, so I just put all my candy out front so the trick-or-treaters can help themselves.
Oh, okay.
What I do, I take an old commode. I set it on the front porch. I fill it to the brim with Baby Ruth candy bars. Of course, you got to take them out of the wrapper.
To get the full effects, of course.
Yeah, then I take two bags of candy corn. I sprinkle it all over. That way, the kids get the full effect there, Tom.
Oh, yeah, that's
don't worry, I keep a pack of dude wipes on the back of the bowl so the kids can clean up.
Oh, thank you for your brand loyalty.
Well, then for the parents only, in my garage, I'm serving spiked cider and showing the adult Halloween classic film, What a Great Blumpkin, Charlie Brown. Well, I better run. These pipes ain't going to bang themselves.
All right. Thank you, Ed. That's Ed from Ed Septic.
There he goes.
Very good. The home of the turd wrench.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ed. We turn this way, and I see Christy Lee with her cap on.
What are the most common nightmares that we tend to suffer from? According to this poll of 2,000 people conducted by Amerisleep, the most frequent nightmares people reported having were, and I will start with number 10, sustaining an injury.
Oh, all right.
Have you ever had that?
I'm sure I have. Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever had that. Mm. Loved one passing.
Oh, yeah, I've had that.
Have you really?
Yes, and I have this thing, too, where I will laugh in my sleep or cry in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been woken up before going, are you okay? Because I've been sobbing in my sleep.
Oh.
It's really something.
That is something.
So are you, but did somebody die in the dream?
I remember one time, for sure, It was a terrible dream. My great aunt had just died in real life.
Right.
And then I dreamed that, and I was like, I was a young kid and I was trying to figure out death and all that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It was a tough thing.
Of course.
And I had a dream that somebody came down and said, hey, if you want, I can make her back alive, but you have to trade your grandpa. And I didn't know what to do. And I woke up. My parents woke me up because I was crying so hard in my dream. Mm.
Did you ever figure out the deal?
It turned out it was both grandparents.
They both went.
Yeah.
It wasn't a deal at all.
It really sucks.
That's a natural order, I think.
Most common nightmares, waking up late.
Yeah, I've got that one. I get that one all the time.
Oh,
Or the version of it, I wake up, but I'm still sleeping.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready, taking a shower, driving to work, blah, blah, blah.
But you're still asleep.
Yes. Yeah. Then I wake up and, oh, God.
I've done that where I've dreamed I'm in the shower and I shut my eye. I think I'm in the shower and I think, am I in the shower or in bed? And then I wake up in bed.
Yeah. I used to do that during school. Yeah.
I don't remember my dreams as well. Missing an important event.
No, I don't know that I've ever done that.
I don't think I've ever done
that. No.
being attacked.
Yeah, I've had that.
I've had that one. Yeah.
What's the one you have, Pat, where the, what do you call it, sleep?
Sleep paralysis. Yeah, that's where you wake up mentally, but physically you're frozen and you can't, you have to shake it off to get out of the bed. It's terrifying.
How do you shake it off?
You just, like, you have to, with all your might, get yourself to where you can move.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's just stupid.
Well, it's very common. It's
I've only had it a couple times. I know exactly what you're talking
Never
about.
Never had it.
It's terrifying.
He said, having it tonight, probably.
Number five, feeling trapped.
Yes. I'll be trying to get something under the deck.
Right.
Because I think under the deck, that's typically where this happens because I used to play under the deck a lot as a kid.
Oh. Is that right?
Okay.
But I'll be getting, it was dirt. And so I had my Hot Wheels and I would have a hose and I would make these cool tunnels. And so
neat.
I had a great child.
Sounds good.
The things you figure out when your family has zero money.
Right.
But anyway, and I have these dreams where I go under there and then the deck starts closing down and I can't get out.
Ooh.
I hate.
That
those
is
are my,
a nightmare.
Some of my least favorite dreams.
A feeling lost is number four.
Okay.
Hmm. Death, number three.
Huh.
Is it? Don't they say if you die in your dream, you die?
Well, I do say that, yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's
never
the
heard that?
That's the, everybody has that jerking awake where you, like, you trip or you start to fall or something.
Well, that's number one.
Up,
we'll get to
jerking
that.
Jerking around? Yeah. Okay.
Number, these are the top two are the ones I have the most, I think. Being chased.
Mm, sure.
I have this horrible
And you mean
nightmare.
You mean someone running after you.
Yes.
Not, oh, not C-H-A-S-T-E.
Yeah.
That's a, that is a nightmare.
That deserved a much better
it's
laugh.
It's great. Yes, yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm howling inside at that joke.
No, being chased, and it's usually through a school by some kind of creature.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like high school or something. And then falling is the number one. Experts do not know what causes people to experience falling in their nightmares, but one theory suggests when your muscles relax as you enter sleep, your brain interprets it as an actual fall.
I have one where you jerk up and you think, because you really think you're falling.
Stupid brain.
Yes.
Man.
Well, mine, like, I guess missing an important event would probably be when you're on the air and you can't find anything. That's what I have. Like,
I've had that one before. Records.
Yeah.
You're looking for the next element.
You right. And
play
there's nowhere to go. And you're
do you ever have the one where your teeth all fall out?
Yep. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That, I'm surprised that's not on this list.
I've never
Maybe it's not
had
considered
that.
A nightmare per se. But I think it's nightmare.
I thought that was one of the top five.
It could fall under injury.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
But all of a sudden you just start pulling your teeth out. Like, what is this about?
Ugh. I've never had that.
Yeah, my most common one I have is dreaming I'm asked to be in another podcast.
Oh, boy.
It's just terrifying. Don't you think so, Pat?
By the way, I need to ask you about something.
Don't worry, I'm not going to ask
you. We're asked all the time.
Now, Josh, you said you have a dream. I'm sort of remembering. Didn't you just say you have a dream where you're on stage doing stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
And what, you forget your jokes or nothing's working?
Yeah, I cannot deliver them correctly.
Well, that's not a dream. That's anecdotal remembrance, I think.
Oh, you're right. I think I am just recalling.
That's a version of the
remembering.
That's a version of the actor's nightmare.
And I get the actor's nightmare all the time. Yeah. I'm going to play.
What is that?
Forget the lines.
No craft service?
It's
actor's nightmare.
Now he's doing it.
What?
I don't think he was doing it specifically for me.
No, I certainly wasn't. Yeah. No.
No, no.
Yeah, where you show up and it's the night of the play and you go on stage and you don't have. Actually, you have this, Pat, where you're. It's the night of the play, and you think you can do the memorization real quick backstage?
Yeah.
So I'm going through the script trying.
Exactly. Yeah, you're learning the lines.
And go, oh, geez, I can't memorize all that.
I had a crazy amount of lines for our senior play, and I, the first night, I blanked everything.
Oh.
And Mrs. Hildebrand, our director, sitting front row, and she's, you can hear in the theater me trying to find out where I am, and then you hear... She's grabbing her script and she's trying to prompt me.
What role were you?
That was, called
Othello?
A Thurber Carnival. It's a James Thurber play. Yeah. I was kind of the
Othello
kind of
would have been.
The star.
Yeah, man.
If it had been Othello, I would have been Othello. Yes. That's
well,
right.
Well, you did. That would have been, well, that, I don't know if it would have made the news then.
No, it certainly would have made the news.
Okay, here's a different article. This says 39%. Of people dream about their teeth falling out.
Never had that.
Nearly 20% have this dream on a recurring basis. I knew we'd had this story before.
So what is the reason for it? Do they have?
Well, no one really knows, But there are all these dream people, they have theories, but right. I mean, there are whole books about them that are elaborate, usually full of moronic ideas.
Well, like the actor's nightmare or the radio nightmare we were talking about, usually anxiety-driven. Yeah.
Some believes that dreams take real-life experiences and represent them through emotional and figurative images.
Which, yeah, a lot of people say it's just your brain purging the events of recent events.
So this says dreaming, a vivid dream of your teeth falling out can symbolize a loss of something like a job or a loved one.
Hmm. It can also just be a stress dream.
True.
Who knows?
It could be not brushing, too.
It could be that.
Bad dental hygiene.
Yeah.
I wonder if dentists have that dream.
Yeah.
This says 4.7% of people dream of going bald.
Huh.
No. Really?
It's not a dream. It's a nightmare. Wait a minute.
You're reality.
I see. Oh, yeah, now, what's coming up, Christy Lee?
Well, we still have time for an...
Okay, go ahead. What do you mean?
A colorful Halloween-hued crab hitched a ride to Colorado on a plane from Costa Rica recently.
Oh, I think we have a picture of the Halloween crab.
The Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance said the stowaway crustacean was discovered in the main cabin of a flight when it landed at Detroit International or Denver International Airport.
Halloween. Nothing to see here.
A black
move along.
Back land crab, also known as a Halloween crab.
You have a picture of it? You can see what they call it.
That's a body lice, Jason.
That's
Hoff.
A tick or something.
That's crab. That's the pubic crab.
Brought to the.
That's the kind of. That's the kind of crab that Pat Godwin brought back from Costa Rica once.
I did not. You did. You wanted to throw yourself under the bus.
It's much funnier throwing you under the bus.
Yeah, that is sort of Halloween.
It's orange and black. With really creepy
yellow eyes
and a weird-looking mouth.
That is.
It was brought to the organization with the help of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
I say we kill it immediately.
Those aren't actually the eyes and mouth. You realize that.
I'm sure they are.
Those colors near the eyes and mouth.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
It looks like a spaceship. Doesn't it?
Zoo officials said the crab will be in its animal ambassador demonstration.
It looks like an evil crab.
It looks like a crab.
With a little UFO for a head?
No, it looks like a crab that's...
It's not that weird.
Painted for
Got
Halloween.
Got those pinchers out front. It's going to come after you.
That's how all crabs look.
How'd it get on the plane?
You could get pinched.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Ace, it doesn't say how it got on the plane.
I don't know how they found it in the plane. It knocked on the cockpit door going, trick or treat. Pilot goes, I don't have any candy. What the hell?
So now it's a permanent fixture at the zoo.
That's cool.
Denver, yeah.
I think crabs are funny.
They do, too. They're so fun to watch. They walk sideways.
Let me tell you something. I've said it before. I'll say it again. There's nothing funnier on the internet, and I think the reason it was invented to put little tiny knives in crabs' hands and their pinchers.
It's hilarious.
And just let the video roll.
Yeah, they look like they're ready to stab
you. Yeah, they're going to stab you. It's hilarious.
Now, is that better than any dog video?
No. Man. But I'm partial to the dog video.
I love the dog videos, but I think the crab with the knife is better.
Because
it's so unusual.
But see, that's good. You're the big horror movie fan. You like Freddy Krueger and all the people with knives.
I do like the people with knives.
That is a way to look at it. Yes.
That must be what that's all about. Now
we got this too.
Oh yeah.
Didn't Carpenter write this, right?
Yes. And shouldn't this have been nominated for best score?
Yes. Yes.
Good. In 1978.
It's terrifying.
If the music of a movie.
This is stolen from The Exorcist.
No, not at all. This is very different from Tubular Bells.
Sounds exactly like it.
No, it doesn't.
Man. You and I cannot talk horror.
All right. There's Halloween. Everybody get a good taste of Halloween?
Yeah.
Can we have Tubular Bells when you get a chance there, Buckaroo? I don't think that's the case. You have to recognize this.
Play the beginning of The Exorcist.
Listen to me. Everything you hear... You always have to go back to something else that they stole it from. You do this with everything. There's nothing original.
No, I'm just saying.
All right, here's The Exorcist.
Okay, now that's enough. Now play the other one.
Well, he put that where the other one was, so I have to wait.
He's saying you have it.
He's saying you have it.
I have it? I don't see it. I can't see it. Oh,
he's...
One of these things is something like the other.
I mean, they're both. I think
something.
I think
you feel creeped out both times, and so you.
I never, I did not find The Exorcist scary at all.
At all?
At
not
all.
At all.
At all. That's, the Omen scared the hell out of me.
That was scary.
They're both very scary.
I found
scary.
The Exorcist terrifying.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yep. If you didn't, if you saw it in a theater when it first came out and the head spinning around and before you read about the
nothing
pea soup.
Nothing that didn't go on at my house on a daily basis.
They ruined all the stuff. And
documentary.
Hey, Mom, they got the camera running again.
And I hate it when they show you how all the stuff works. And no, I don't like that. Surprise us. Just let it be a mystery. It's much more fun. Exorcist.
You instantly know Mike Myers is there when you hear that.
This almost sounds like a love story. I'm not scared of
it. I mean, it wasn't made for The Exorcist, right?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Tubular Bells was a song before the movie.
Don't you remember? Can we have that? Mike Oldfield's album, he announces what instrument he's going to use, and then he plays it.
Mm.
And he says tubular bells, and he plays it. And there's a part with Glockenspiel, and he plays that. It's the weirdest thing.
It's kind of like Peter and the Wolf.
Once again, nothing original.
No, and I mean, referencing it, kind of the everything has its
every role. Character.
Yeah, I love that.
The clarinet is.
Yeah. I've always loved that.
I think this is far more terrifying. Far scary, where the other one's not.
If a movie score is meant to elicit feelings, this should have been nominated. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
This sort of just says you got to be alert right now, this music.
Yeah.
Something's about to happen.
Mike Myers is right there.
And that, whatever. Yeah. What do you do? What do you use to do that?
Josh opens the refrigerator. It's empty.
All right.
Well.
Yeah, he sits back and leans back.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.